Welcome to the podcast, Life from an Enlightened Perspective. I'm your host and guide on this journey of enlightenment. And on our podcast today, we will continue our series on consciousness and discuss some of the pathways ones can take to becoming conscious or living consciously. But before we get started, we're going to take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors. And while we're on that quick break, grab your pen and paper so you'll be ready to jot down some notes when we return. So welcome back to the podcast, Life from an Enlightened Perspective. And today we are going to continue our series on conscious living. So I know what many of you are thinking, what does it mean to live a conscious life and why should I want to partake in such a path? Well, one of our goals here at Enlightened Perspectives is to provide topics that will challenge you in such a way that they will the resulting impact causes you to study, learn, grow, improve, and expand in some shape, form, or fashion. Many of you may be living a conscious life. Some of you, this concept may be totally foreign. And then there are many of you that are in the middle ground. And those individuals may be teetering between consciousness and unconsciousness for various reasons. But in any case, there's still something everyone can get out of this discussion. Now, when we begin to discuss living consciously, we are generally speaking about being awake. And I know many of you have heard the term or terminology that many people are going through an awakening, which means that many of us have been walking around unconscious for quite some time. Now, as someone becomes more conscious, they begin to live their lives healthier. They begin to become conscious of what they eat and the things that they think about. Now, on the opposite spectrum of that, of being asleep or unconscious, those individuals do nothing for the betterment of themselves or the world around them. You know, so if we think of being asleep, which is the opposite of being awake, unconscious versus being conscious. So, wouldn't you rather want to walk a path where you're living healthier, that you're conscious of the thoughts that are in your mind, your impact on the world that's around us, our footprint on Mother Gaia, and those creatures and entities and beings and other inhabitants of this world that we share the world with? Now, being conscious is not about going in the grocery stores and being aware and reading the labels and just being able to understand all of the detrimental chemical additives and preservatives that are in the food that we eat. It's a little bit more than that. It's not about, you know, claiming to be conscious, but it's more about your actions, right? Understanding why and what the importance of being conscious is and how it impacts our beings and our world around us. So when we become conscious, we begin to learn about ourselves and we become more conscious participants in our lives. You know, it's not about you saying I don't eat unhealthy foods, but we understand why we don't do certain things. It's about knowing who we are, understanding why you like certain things or dislike certain things, why you're attracted to certain people, certain places, and why you dislike certain things in certain places. It's understanding why you love certain things and why you're afraid of other things. It's about looking inside of yourself so you can find out everything that you possibly can about you. Consciousness is not just an external presentation title that we give ourselves, is really a state of evolution. And at this particular time in our lives, we have a choice to evolve and to be better beings and to be better people. And it is a great time to choose to be the best person that we can be in this lifetime. So, what do you think? Do you think it is difficult or possible to live consciously in today's times? I'm going to challenge you, and I'm going to say that living consciously is the only way to live. All else equates to living a lie and supporting the false self in order to protect the ego. You see, many people will say it's impossible for them to live a conscious life, but it's only impossible because they think it's impossible. Making a choice to live consciously is one of the greatest decisions one can make in their lifetime, as this decision impacts everything. But most importantly, the decision to live a conscious life improves everything. So we should be excited about becoming conscious, because when you decide to live a conscious life, you are no longer choosing to merely get by in this world. You are deliberately living your life. You are showing up in life and making decisions and actually understanding why. And this is why I believe that living consciously is the only way to live. So, what are some pathways to consciousness? The great news that I have is that the pathways to consciousness varies from person to person. One may be able to get onto the path through meditation. Others may be able to connect to the path through a journey of healthy living. Others may even find their way onto the path via a spiritual or religious event that connects them to the divine. You see, you get to choose how you start your journey by what feels right to you. Becoming conscious means having a healthy relationship with spirit and yourself. It allows you to have some sort of healthy self-healing maintenance program where you actually get to assess and look within, to look at yourself and inquire as to why do you do the things that you do. Living consciously also allows you to have healthy relationships with others. And in closing, we would like to mention that living unconsciously doesn't mean that you're bad. It just means that you are merely choosing to get by in life. Those that are afraid of living consciously see it as an inconvenience for their human ego. You see, when you live consciously, everything that's dysfunctional or codependent will be exposed. And that's why most humans decide to do a little work on themselves at a time. They make small adjustments per year. They complete one task per year. They keep things safe, able to measure. But I challenge you to let go of the fear. Let go of the ego. And to live your life as consciously as you possibly can. Until next we meet, strive for excellence in all you do.